Okay, well, so today's daf is Pesachim daf Ayin Hey. We are here at the bottom of Ayin Dalet on the Beis. I stopped at a bit of an awkward point, but we'll just finish up what we were talking about yesterday, and then we'll go on to another topic. Before I forget, today's shir is because of Refuah Shleima for Shira Bas Devorah Leah, who is literally in surgery, in brain surgery as we speak. She should have a Refuah Shleima b'meira, and also B'schus Refuah Shleima for Naomi Meira Bas Shoshana Rivka Reizel. So we're here at the bottom of Ayin Dalet Amud Beis, three lines up. We just had this a moment ago. We had talked about, the Gemara had pointed out, Hai Utz Umtza De Asmik. It was talking about a piece of meat that turned red because of the blood. So again, we had talked about yesterday at the end that the concept of Kabbalah Kachpoto, that just like the meat absorbs blood, it also spits it back out. And the question was, again, when do we apply that? So we had said that the umtza, the asmik, this meat that turned red because of blood, so if the juice that comes out of it is azer, but if it didn't turn red, so then it is mutter. And Ravina had said that's azer regardless, because even if you don't see the red, some mistama, there is some sort of blood in the liquid that comes out of the meat. And then Bar Amimar had said that his father used to drink that type of stuff. Again, we had 2 days from Rashi what we're talking about, whether it's the juices from the meat or maybe the vinegar that they soak the meat in. Either way, and then they said, so Rav Ashi used to swallow it himself. So then we have another statement also, now just involving those two people. So Amar Le, now with 3 lines up on $9 of a base, Amar Le, Mar Bar Amimar, the Rav Ashi, Abba, Hayachalad de Chalet Be Chada Zimna, Sulo Tani Chalet Le. My father, when he would put this meat in vinegar, again, the point was to draw out the blood from the meat. Sulo tani chalipe, he would never use that vinegar again, meaning he would use it only once. So the Gemara says, "Maishna mechala mitamha dechaltina bay." Right? What's the difference between the two? Use it once, use it only, use it twice. The vinegar is not necessarily terribly strong. Right, so what's the difference, right? Rashi says cholash meikaro dechaltina lei. It's not really such a strong way to draw blood as it is. So what's the difference whether you used it once or twice? It's not a strong method of removing the blood regardless. So Gemara says hasam over there, right? Because if you'd used it already, isi likyuha deperi beine. Meaning if you haven't used it yet, so you still have the original strength. The original strength of the juices, of the fruit, of the, Rashi says, tam pri, but again, because you make vinegar from wine. But right, you still have the original ability to remove the blood. But over here, leso lekuah de pira be'ene, right, again, the strength of the, literally means the strength of the fruit. Right, apparently, it brings out the blood, but it also takes away, it saps the vinegar's ability to draw out the blood once you use it once. Okay, fine. Now, ein solon es haPesach, this is today's daf, this is today's topic. You're not allowed to roast. We see a couple topics today that we're going to jump off on a small tangent. Ein Sulin is a Pesach, right? You're not allowed to roast it on a metal spit, right? You're also not allowed to roast it on what we called a grill. What's it called? And then if you remember, right, then we said, Rabbi Tzedek said that Rabbi Gamliel told Tavi, his servants, to roast it on a grill. So the Gemara immediately asks, my solicitor, right? You just brought a story to contradict the halacha that you quoted in the Mishnah, which obviously doesn't make any sense. It's like what it says, Chusiri Mechsara Ve'achikatani, right? Really, no, we're missing some language. Right? And this is what I meant to say. Vim Askala Menukeves, if you have a grill that has holes in it, Menuka, it literally means it's punctured, or it has holes, right? Rashi says, Asuya Kabrichim, Kein Shalanu, like our grills, like our barbecues, right? So if there are holes in the middle of it, and then Rashi explains over here, without reading all of it, that basically the spaces between the grills, between the grill bars, is big enough so you could hang the spit on it and the meat won't actually touch the grill. So if that's true, so then mutter, then that's fine. If I'm Rabbi Tzadok, my Rabbi Gamliel, I'm going to tell you, I'll do it, tzlay lanu es haPesach al askala menu kavis. And sure enough, that was what Rabbi Gamliel said to Tavi, his servant. So then, because that's mutter, to hang it over a grill that has holes, that has space, where it's not going to actually rest on the metal. And again, if you remember, we said yesterday that you need to roast the carbon paste off with a fire, and that's something that is no derivative of the fire, like the metal or whatever it is. Okay. Boy mine Rav Chinina bar Idi merav Ada bar Ava. Toner sheisigo beklipe orla beklipe orla. Let's start with there. What is orla? Again, we pointed out that the first 3 years of a tree's life, You're not allowed to use the fruit. The fruit is not only can you not eat it, but you cannot use it. It is asr behana. So what did you do? You took peels of orla, of fruit. Let's say, I don't know, orange peels or esrog peels, whatever it is. Rimon peels. And you use that to heat up an oven. And then, again, so that is asr, right? You're not, meaning it's asr to use that fire, because the fire, the heat came from orla, right? Asr behana. Then what happened, though, the garfo, then you pulled out the coals, meaning you pulled out all the fuel that you had used, all this orla that you used to illegally heat the oven. And then ve'afu bo sapas. Then you baked bread. Now, there's a machlokas, if you remember, towards the beginning of the Mishnah, not towards the beginning of the Mishnah, but towards the beginning of the Masechta, whether in the case where you actually use the fuel to bake bread, there's a machlokas, whether it be mutter or aser. That was on Chaf Dalid, no, over there, Chaf Vav Amabes, right? The Masechta Shas, help me out. Chaf Vav Amabes. So Rebbe had said it was aser, and again, I forget exactly, but according to one opinion, I believe it was Rebbe that said it was Aser. So that's the Gemara asked. The Divrei HaOser, according to the one who says it's Aser to use the heat that was created by the orla peels, so is the heat that is left over in the oven, right? You're not actually using the orla peels anymore because they're gone, but you still have residue, right? Residual heat in the oven. Is that also usher to use to bake bread? So he said back to him, a pas mutter. He said, no, it's not usher. According to Rebbe, it is mutter to use the residual heat. He said to him, v'amar rav chinen asaba, amar rav asi, amar rav yochanan, tanur shesiku v'garfa. What about, but one second, if that's true, right, we Rabbi Yochanan said that if you have a oven that was, again, that was fueled, and then you took out the coals, v'tzala bo'oz ha-pesach, and then you roasted the korban pesach in this oven, ein zet tzli'esh. That's not considered tzli'esh. Right, that's not considered tzli'esh. Why not? Because the pasuk says tzli'esh, tzli'esh, tzli'pamim, because it says twice you have to roast it over a fire in terms of we're talking about the Korban Pesach. So the only reason that is not considered to be tzli'esh is time at the Galar Rachman, tzli'esh, tzli'esh, tzli'pamim. Right, because the Torah has a special drasha to teach me that you need actual fire. Hello, Galar Rachmana. But without the what's it called? Without the pasuk, Havamina tzli'eshu, right? That would imply that if you need the pasuk to tell me that that does not qualify as roasting over a fire, right? That tells me that the default is that that is roasting with a fire. So apparently you see that the residual heat used from orla peels, right? It still counts as heat because you don't have a double pasuk by orla, right? That should still count as benefiting from orla heat, and it should be usher, again, according to those who say that it is usher to use that to bake bread. So Amalei said to him, no, Galei Rechmana Hasam V'Alfina Mina. No, that's the Binyan Av, meaning that's the source for where we know. I mean, that doesn't only teach me about Korban Pesach, that teaches me about all other cases of the residual heat, that is considered to be not fire. So therefore, that is mutter, because it's not considered using the coals of orla peels. V'boy same, another answer. Oh, hasam time in the chas of Rachman tzliyesh tzipamim. Right there, what is the reason why it's no good? Why you can't roast the korban pesach in an oven where the fire has been removed already? That's because the pasuk says it twice. Hello, chas of Rachman tzliyesh tzipamim. What would you have thought if you didn't have that pasuk? Havamina aish kaper Rachmana. Afilu garfu namitzli yeshu. You might have thought, no, not that it's no good, that it is good. You might have thought that the default is that the Torah wants actual fire, and even and that counts, and the residual heat counts as actual fire. But over here, what's the concern over here? We're not looking for fire necessarily by orla. I ate some diisura kup in Rachmana. What's the issue by orla? You're not allowed to use the orla, right? We're not concerned about the heat. We're worried about using orla peels. Valetznehu, and the orla peels are gone. So you can't compare. The second answer says you can't compare Korban Pesach to Orla, because Korban Pesach, we want it to be fiery. We want it to be roasted by fire. That's what the kepeda of the pasuk is. But by Orla, and the only concern is that you're using Orla peels. Okay, so once the Orla peels are gone, once the coals are gone, so then you have nothing to worry about. Okay. Weiter. Tanu Rabbana. Now that we're talking about, we'll see. Chatcho v'nesno agabi gecholim, right? Now that we're talking about coals, let's see what happens if you roast the Korban Pesach on coals. Right? Does that count? So Rabbi Omer Ani, I say, shezetzli ish, that this is considered roasted. Right, even though you're talking about coals that are not necessarily like burning fire. Again, obviously, when you light coals, right, everybody can make a barbecue, so coals burn for a little bit, and then they kind of like sit there smoldering. So obviously, it's not talking about when there's actual fire coming from the coals, right? But even afterwards, even when it's smoldering, so that's still called tzli'esh. That's still going to Rebbe. That's still, again, Tosus over here points out that we're going to see on Amud Beis that there are different types of coals. There are coals that are flickering. There's coals that are smoldering. So Tosus says over here, Where is it? The first Tosus, yeah. So he says, Tosus over there points out that it has to be flickering. It can't be that they're smoldered and they're really totally died down, because that's already, there's no fire whatsoever. So Rebbe is saying here that even if you have a tiny... it's like a middle stage, right? You light the already coals. What is it? In Israel, you have the Kingston coals. I don't know if they have them in America. I assume they have it in America. Sounds like an American product. So if you have the Kingston coals, they catch on fire right away. So you have that stage. You have the stage where they're still kind of flickering. And then you have the stage where they're completely white and they're kind of smoldering. So we're going to see on Amud Beis that those are important differences. So Tosfos over here points out that Rebbe has to be saying that there's still some fire there. There's some sort of fire from the coals itself. Okay, either way. So Rebbe said that counts, the flickering fires, the flickering coals, that still counts as roasting over a fire. Rami le Rav Ach Devoy Bar Ami le Rav Chizda, right, one of the great names in Shas, right, Rav Ach Devoy. So he pointed out the following stira in Rebbe Shita to Rav Chizda. Mi Amar Rebbe Gechalim Eish Ninu. You're telling me that coals are considered to be actual fire? Or Minu asks you a question, a stira from Halachos of Tzaras. Pasuk says, Michvas Eish, that there's different types of Tzaras that you can get. One of those types of Tzaras is that Tzaras that results from a burn. A burn from fire. And there's different halachos, depending on what kind of tzaras you get. So if you get tzaras as a result of a burn from fire, ainli el shenichva ba'esh, that only teaches me that you got burned by actual fire. What about nichva b'gacheles, b'remetz, b'sid, b'roteach, b'gefafes, roteach? What about if you got burned by coals, or by tar, or by lime, or by different types of boiling lime, right? V'chol davar, haba min ha'or, and all these other types of heat sourced right things, to include hot liquid, hot water, meaning water that's been heated. So minayin, how do you know that counts as well? That if you get burned by scalding hot water, etc., or any of these substances that are also considered michvas eish, michva, and it says it twice, right? Mi riba. So apparently it includes, right, all of those other cases. Now, taima, the reason that it includes, right, the Rabbi Achman or Michva Michva, right, the only reason that all of those things count as burned by fire is because you have the word Michva twice. You have Gzeir Shava, or you have, Gzeir Shava, but you have an extra limud, right, from the second pasuk. But if not... hello, Rabbi Rachmana. If the Torah had not included michva michva, so then therefore the default would have been gecholim laveishninu. That would have been that nothing is considered to be fire, right? And coals are not considered to be fire, right? Unless you have a special pasuk to teach me. We don't have a special pasuk to teach me by Korban Pesach. So Amalei said to him, gecholis shel eitz lo yisrichkra l'ribuye. So he said, Enochanami, but fire from wooden coals is not considered, you don't need, that's fire. That's still fire. You don't need a pasuk. That's obvious that's still considered fire. The pasuk teaches me that the coals that we're talking about over here by the burning, right, when we said, Nichva begacheles, if it got burned by coals, that's talking about metal coals, where you heat it up metal so that it's red hot. Right, and then that would be considered michvas eish. And when Rebbe was saying that we're talking about roasting the Korban Pesach on coals, he's talking about wood, and that's going to be considered fire. The Gemara says, one second, what, you're telling me that red hot metal, right, coals of metal are not considered to be fire? If I got the bas kohen, what about a bas kohen, right? Bas kohen shizinsa, she cheats on her husband, so the chitiv pasuk says ba'es tisareif, she gets sreifa. What's sreifa, right? Anybody know if you ever, what is sreifa, right? So we don't burn her at the stake. The Gemara is going to suggest, but we don't do that. Amrav Masna, psila shel ever hayu osula. They would make a burning piece of lead and drop it down her mouth, and that would burn her from the insides. Right? That's metal. Right? And so why is that not fire? Right? That seems to be that burning metal, burning coals of metal, is fire. That's sreifa. So Gemara says, "Shani hasam damakra by ishti sareif." Right, that it should burn by fire. By fire should be burned. Tisareif l'rabos kol sreifos abos menayish, to include any type of burning. So Gemara says, "V'kol shekein eish hasman," certainly fire itself. So the Gemara says, "Okay, so if you're talking about fire itself, v'nakiv la chavili zimoros." Vinikla. Right, well, so fine. So if that's true, that we're talking about fire itself, so Nakiv Lachavili Zmuras Vinikla, why don't we just pile her up with bundles of wood and burn her, right? Burn her at the stake, like, you know, Roman style. So why don't we do that? So Gemara says, Asya Srefa Srefa Mibne Aaron. Because we learn Exer Shava from the sons of Aaron, Nadav and Aviv, who died in the Chanukah Samishkan. If you remember, the pasuk says over there that they got burned from a fire up on high, right? And then it went through their nostrils, burned out their insides or their neshama or whatever it is, and they fell to the floor. But basically, their body had not been consumed. So, so too over here, we try to burn out the insides of a person and leave the body whole, just like Nadav and Aviv. As the Gemara says, okay, v'navid lechami ha'or. So why don't we burn her with boiling water? What's boiling lead? Right, so the Gemara says, Mishum de Rav Nachman, Damar Rav Nachman, Amakra, fascinating application of this pasuk. V'afta l'recha kamocha, Gemara Sanhedrin, love your brother like yourself, borer lo misa yofa, choose for him a nice, clean, easy death. Meaning, just like a person, stomach, like a person would want to meet his demise in a clean, normal, you know, painless manner. So too, if you're putting someone to death, so you want to make it as painless as possible. So apparently the lead, the molten lead, kills faster and less painfully than burning hot water. Okay, fine. Okay, fine. But after we have Rav Nachman's din, so what do you need Gzer Shava for? Right? What do you need Srefa from Bnei Aaron? If you tell me, pick the nice, easiest way to kill somebody through fire, so it's not burning them at the stake, right? It's, I guess, pouring hot lead. That was the fastest way to do it. So Amri, they said, you love Gzer Shava. Without the Gzer Shava, how mean are you? Might have thought Srefa's Neshava Vaguf Kayim. Love Srefa. You might have thought that that's not burning. That's burning the insides and leaving the body whole, right? So that would not count. So therefore, you need the Gzer Shava. V'imishum Rav Nachman, and if you only had Rav Nachman's din, nefesh lachavilis muros tuva, you could put a ton of wood, right? V'chi hechi to tumas be'agla, right? So then she should burn very quickly. She should die fast. And you might have thought that if you only had Rav Nachman's din, that just means you got to make it a very quick death through burning at the stake. So therefore, Kamash Malan, right, you have to burn her by burning her insides, and you have to do it quickly, so that's where we get the molten hot lead from. So the Gemara says, Ela ba ish lamali. Okay, fine. So why did the pasuk need to say by ish? Right, again, by Bas Kohen. Right, again, if you remember, if you tell me that you have to burn, it includes all types of burning, why do you have to say the word ish? Right, but Tisrof, right? Tisrof includes all types of burning. You should have just said Tisrof. Not ba'esh tisareif, or I guess it's tisareif, right? She should be burned. So what do you need the word esh for? So lamali lafuke aver meikaro. So that excludes lead that was hot on its own, meaning for whatever reason, I guess if you dug deep enough in the earth, you would find lead that was hot on its own. No, it needs to be heated by fire itself. Okay, fine. Now, really, wherever it says ba'ish tisareif, that includes any type of burning. What about the burned cows? What's the burned cows? So it's not part of Duma. There are certain scenarios where you bring a korban chatas as a cow. You bring a cow for a korban chatas. One of them, most famously, is on Yom Kippur. That's one of the avodas. Then unlike other chatas, which is if it's a sheep or a goat, so the kohanim eat it. So a cow is entirely burned. A cow chatas. So what about the pasuk says by the parim and israfin? The pasuk says v'saraf oso ala itzim ba'ish. Right, you have to burn it on the wood with fire. Right, v'tanya ba'ish v'lo b'sidro teach v'lo b'gafsis. Roteach, right? You have to burn it on fire, not in boiling, pitch or tar or whatever. It has to be actually fire. So you see that Ba'ish Tisareif is not any type of burning. or heat that you can come up with. Says, no, the cases are not comparable. Because Hasam Ksiv Ba'ish, Vahadr Tisareif, what it says, Ba'ish Tisareif, that's what the rabbis call it, Sareif Ozabos Makmazesh. That's to include any type of burning that you can do through fire. But Hacha, what does the Pasuk say here? Vesarafo, so Alaitzim Ba'ish, right? Levasof Ish. Wait, the Ish is at the end here. For the other case, it says the Ish is first. Here you tell me the Ish is last, and that's Lamimra, the Ish in Midriachini Lo. That's, again, Vesarafo, so you burn it, Ba'ish. So there, the Ish is coming to specify you can only use fire and not do anything else. So, okay. So the Gemara says, well, 1 second, V'hazam namiksiv v'sreif alabasof. But at the end, by a Bas Kohen, it also says the Sreifa at the end, that you should burn it at the end of the Pasuk. Because what does the Pasuk say? Al shefech hadeshen yisareif. Sorry, that's not talking about the Bas Kohen, it's talking about the Parim and Esrafim. Well, you should burn it on the ashes, on the Mizbeach, Yisareif, you should burn it. So Amrei, so they said, no, so you can't use that Pasuk, because Ahu Yisareif, that is teaching us another drasha. Yisareif alfa bisha in deshen. You should burn it even if there is no deshen, any ash on the Mizbeach, for whatever reason. If there's no ashes, you still burn it there. Yisareif alfa pi shehitzi sa'or berubo, and you still should burn it, meaning burn it further, right? Even though the fire has already burned most of it, right? Even though, again, you should also make sure that it's entirely burned, even though it's caught fire. Okay, fine. We had said before, again, if you remember, this is going back to the stira between the Korban Pesach and the Tzaras. So, again, if you remember, what we had said? We had a stira between Rebbe, right? Rebbe had said that roasting over coals is considered to be fire, and by the Tzaras, so he said, we need an extra pasuk to teach me that burning through coals is considered to be fire. Isn't that a stira? So Ravina, Amar Ravina says, kro chutani, that you have to combine the brisa and teach it like this. Michvas esh, what does that teach me? Ainli elishin nichva be'esh ubegachelis. That you combine the fire and the coals, meaning that is part of the first part of the brisa. Right, that not the gachelas is the derivative, but the gachelas, the coals, is combined with ish, and therefore it's not stira at all, because that's what Rebbe is exactly what Rebbe is saying, that using coals is exactly like using fire. So the brisa therefore reads mikvas ish ainli el shenichva beish v'gachelas, that a burn, I mean, the pasuk says that if a person is burned he gets saras, etc. So that's from either fire or coals, because those have the same status. Nichva remes asid rotech v'gafes ish rotech v'kol davar shabam v'machmas or v'siy chamei or minayin. So what about everything else? So then the pasuk says, right, Tamalomar Michva Michva Riba, right, that includes those other what's it called? Those other cases. Okay. Rava Rami. Rava pointed out an astira. Astira in Rebbe's Shita. Mi Amar Rebbe Kichale Mikriesh. Does Rebbe really hold that coals are considered to be fire? Or Minhu, I'll ask you a question. Gachale, the pasuk says Gachale Esh. This is also in Yom Kippur when the right the gachale what's the pasuk in Rishon v'lakach mola machta gachale ish, right, the Kohen Gadol will take a fire pan filled with coals and he would go into the Kodesh Kadoshim. So yachal omamos, you might have thought we're gonna have these two words omamos and what's it called and what's the other one here, I'm just trying to find it, and lochashos. So omamos is smoldering, meaning there's no real fire left, and lochashos is literally, lochesh is to whisper, but it means to flicker. So there are two types of coals here, omamos, which is the coals have died down, and lochashos, which means the coals are burning. So gachale, again, going back to the drasha, the pasuk says gachale, and the Kohen Gadol needs to take coals into the Kodesh Kadoshim. Yochol omamos, you could have thought that the coals could have already died down, tamalomer, therefore the pasuk says gachale ish. Okay, eish, if it's fire, yachal shalhevas. You might have thought that it means actual fire with a flame. It's tamalomer gachali. Therefore, the pasuk says coals as well. So haki, it said, how does that work? Maybe min halochashos. So he brings coals that are flickering, right? That are still kind of on fire. Vaguva kasha, but isn't that inherently contradictory? Amarta, you said gachale, yachal omamos, and you thought that coals could have implied coals that have completely gone out, that they're smoldering, there's no more fire. Alma luchashos eshu, ninu. Right, implying that the flickering coals is considered to be ish. Right, ema seifa, but the second part, eish, but if the pasuk would have only said he has to bring fire into the Kodesh Kadashim, yachal shahavis, you might have thought then you need an actual flame. Tamalo margachali. Therefore, the pasuk says you need coals. Alma implying that afilu lo chashos lavish nenu, that even flickering coals are not considered to be fire. So for Amar Rav Sheshes, and Rav Sheshes explained, Hachi Katani, this is what it means to say. Gachale, the coals, Yochol Beim Amamos Bein Lochoshos. You could have thought that you can bring either smoldering or flickering, meaning any type of coal that you want. Tamalomar Esh, therefore the Pasuk says you need fire. But Esh, if the Pasuk only said fire, Yochol Shal Havas, you might have thought you need to bring an actual flame, Tamalomar, therefore it says Gachale. So Hakeitzan, so therefore what do? Meivin Bein Lochoshos, you bring from the flickering. Mikol makom, but bottom line, gecholim lo kriyesh. Right? But coals, right, is not fire. Because you need to tell me that the gachale are esh. Right? You need both words in the pasuk. It's gachale esh. If you're telling me that according to Rebbe, right, kashal Rebbe, that's a question on Rebbe, because what did Rebbe say? Rebbe said if you roast the korban pesach on coals, that's considered to be tzli esh. Well, if coals are esh, why does the pasuk say gachale esh? You should just say either gachle or esh. We'd know that either one is acceptable. Samar Abai says, Torah Tachi. Explain like this. Gachle, what is the drasha? What is really the Bais means to say? Then, yachol omamos v'lo luchashos. You might have thought if you just had the word gachle, coals, that it could be even smoldering and not flickering. It's tamalomar esh. Therefore, the pasuk says you need fire. But esh, if you only had the word esh, yachol, you might have thought ratzah shalheves yavi, ratzah gachelas yavi, that you could bring either fire or coals. So therefore, tamalomar gachle. Then you need coals. So hakei said, how does that work? Maybe in the luchoshos you bring from the flickering coals, the coals that still have a fire with them. Amar Rava, it's in the source of Shas changes to. So Amar Rava, Ratzah Gocheles Yavi, Ratzah Shalheles Yavi. Can you really think that if you wanted to bring coals or you wanted to bring a fire, you could do either or? Shalheves Belo Gocheles Hechem Mishkachos La. Right? How are you getting a fire without coals? Right? You're going to Safi Lamana Mishcha V'Atle Beinura. What are you spreading oil on one of the kelim and lighting it on fire like it's what's it called? They could bring to the what's the word? You're probably saying it at the computer or your phone when you're using to listen to the shir. What's the word? Oh my god! Anyway, oil, cooking oil, lighter fluid. Thank you. What are you putting lighter fluid on a kli and lighting it on fire? That's where you're getting the fire, right? So what are you talking about? That's the Havamina here? That you could bring either a fire without a gecheles, right, or a gecheles or a fire? Like you go in the south of the mile of Mishka, you put some oil or some lighter fluid on a kli and you light it on fire. Why do you need a pasuk to tell me that's no good? That's obviously no good because Ashur Lefnei Melech Basar V'dal Meinos and Kain, Lefnei Melech Lachem Lachem Akash Baruch Hu Kol Shekein. We have this concept a couple places. Right, Gemara and Shabbos we had once. Mr. Shas says in Yuma as well that if you're not going to do this in front of the regular king, that's not the torch, that's not the light you're going to bring to a regular king. You're not going to bring a fork and light it on fire. And nobody who does that. So certainly we're not going to do that in the Beis Hamikdash. Nobody thinks that's not the Havimina. Ella Amar Rava. Rava says no. Tara Tachi. This is what the Brisa could have meant. Gachale. If you only had the word Gachale coals in the pasuk, Yachol Omolos V'Luchoshes. You might have thought you can only bring. Smoldering and not flickering. Therefore, the pasuk says you need fire. Eish, and if you only had the word fire, that you might have thought you need half and half. So by the time you get to the Isle of Gavai, by the time you get to inside of the Beis HaMikdash, it'll end up, right, Kula Gacheles, it'll end up as coals, right? What is coal that's on fire, right? If you light it, as we said before, with the Kingston fire, with the Kingston quick light, right? 1 minute match light coals, right? First it's on fire, then it turns into a coal and it's smoldering and it's sitting there. So you might have thought that you have to start with half and half, and by the time you get to the Beis HaMikdash, not that it was so big, but okay, by the time you get to the Kodesh Kadashim, then it's already now turned into coals. Tamalomar, therefore, the pasuk says, "V'lakach mula machta gachale esh me'alim izbeach." Right, you take the fire pan with coals of fire from on the mizbeach. The mizbeach is up. Mishas lekicha nihave gecholim. From the time when you take it, so that has to be coals. So that meaning not that it should be coals after the fire has burned out. Okay. Iboy Lehu, they asked the question, just parenthetically while we've been talking about this entire time, is it omamos or omamos with an ayin or an aleph? Now, certain different types of Jews would pronounce that differently. Obviously, American Jews make no difference between an aleph and an ayin. But which is it? So, Rav Yitzchak, quoted a pasuk that arizim lo amamuhu began elokim. Right? So, it's with an ayin. Okay, shkol kol, Rav Yitzchak, we'll stop here. And we'll have a great day or night, depending on where you are listening to this.